Rusty, Eldred, and thank you, Carrie. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, the lesson for this Palm Passion Sunday. The crowd walking with Jesus toward Jerusalem shouted out, "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." When Jesus entered through the gates into Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" And the people answered, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth." There's more to that lesson. That's enough for now. Little did they know, actually, that Jesus was more than the son of David and more than a prophet. He was, as it turns out, the one revealing who we are and what we can do and be. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts find favor in your heart, O beloved, our strength and our joy. Amen. Well, in just a couple weeks from now, Americans will take to the streets again to stand up against policies and practices that threaten our nation. Many of our own parishioners, I heard, are going to those marches. I'm pretty sure no one will be singing, "I want Jesus to walk with me." But you know you could, or if you're shy, maybe you could just quietly hum it to yourself. For indeed, Jesus walks with you. Jesus, once upon a time, took to the streets. He had no vote, no political party, no army, and no sword, but he had a pair of feet, a voice, and a deep trust in the power of love. And so he marched. He marched against tyranny, inspiring untold others, including Gandhi, Dorothy Day, Cesar Chavez, and Martin Luther King Jr., just to name a few. He inspired them to stand up against oppressive powers, to walk into the heart of darkness. This is the beginning of Holy Week. It begins with Palm Sunday, goes through Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and ends with Easter. The story is familiar. It begins with a march. Jesus led a march on the heavily guarded city of Jerusalem, the so-called City of Peace. The night before, few people know this part of the story, the night before he wept. He wept over Jerusalem, crying out through his tears, "If only you knew the things that make for peace." He wept because his people had put their trust in violence to save them, including in a God with a reputation for violence against their enemies. Jesus rode upon a donkey surrounded by a band of children waving palm branches and singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna, save us, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." Well, by week's end, the God who intervenes to save would be crucified. 3 days later, something more powerful would arise to replace that kind of God in the human heart. The Roman security forces were ready for trouble. It was the week of Passover, and Jewish patriotism burned hot. Just imagine Americans occupied by a foreign government or army. Don't you think July 4th would be a little different in this country? The same deal. It was the week of Passover, and Jewish patriotism burned hot. You see, Passover celebrated independence or liberation from bondage. 1,000 years before, God intervened by slaughtering the Egyptian army, or so they believed. Every year since, at the Seder meal, the Jewish people remembered that God and prayed for another deliverance. 1 year, it was from the Babylonians. Another year, from the Greeks. This year, from the Romans. Now, Jesus, too, wanted to deliver his people from bondage. But Jesus understood that bondage is more than political or economic. Bondage is also blindness. Blindness to privilege and blindness to the religion of being right. So these days, when we march against oppression, we must be humble, for we ourselves are complicit with that system. Don't think you are so pure and right, but march nonetheless. If you wait for moral perfection, you'll never do any good. Stand up for righteousness, even if you yourself are not all that righteous. Stand up. Now, Jesus could have joined the zealots, those compatriots bearing knives to slit the enemy's throat. It was tempting. Jesus refused that way. He could have joined the Pharisees and worked on personal piety and purity. It was tempting. Jesus refused that way. He could have joined the Sadducees and colluded with the Romans to get rich. It was tempting. Jesus refused that way. He could have joined the monastic Essenes and escaped into the desert to pray and wait for Messiah. It was tempting, but Jesus refused that way. And by the way, those ways, by other names, still tempt us. Jesus walked another way. Jesus walked another way, the way of dangerous love. He would challenge the oppressors with non-violent resistance and confrontation. He would love his enemies even if it killed him. So on what we call Palm Sunday, Jesus took the road well-traveled into Jerusalem, but he took a way less traveled. He upset the money changers' table and thereby upset the powers that exploited the poor. 4 days later, in an upper room, he upset the Passover ritual meal. He took the Seder bread from the table and blessed it. He took the wine from the table and poured it, but there was no recitation of how a warrior God had intervened to deliver his people from Egypt. There was no "remember that." Instead, it was "remember me." This is my body. I am one with the grain that grows from the earth. This is my blood. I am one with the blood that pours from the grape. I am bread. I am wine. I am one with all that is. I am one with you. We are different, yet we are one. Remember this. Remember me. Now, it's true we may hear this as the voice of Jesus of Nazareth, but we can also hear it as another voice. It's the voice with the word by which time and life began. In the beginning was the Word, and that Word is love. We hear it in the voice of Jesus. We see it in the life of Jesus. Love before time began. Remember me. So do you remember? He might have asked as they chatted around the table. Do you remember when those religious leaders asked me to judge a blind man excluded from society, to judge him as a defective sinner? Remember that? And do you remember how I turned the tables on them? It was they, I said, who excluded others who were the real sinners because they claimed to see, they claimed to be right. But they were willfully blind. The real sin, as it turns out, is to refuse to see that we are all one. Love does not exclude. Love welcomes all. Remember that. Remember me. And remember this. When they come to take my life, I will not count on God to save me. That God will forsake me. But I will count on love and forgiveness to save me and the whole world. Yes, it's a dangerous love, but it is the only way to walk. After all, love is the way, the truth, and the life. Remember me. Remember me. Remember my broken body. Remember the broken and dismembered world with love. May it and we be as whole as we and all things were meant to be from the beginning. And that, my friends, is my kingdom. A kingdom of universal love and kinship. Remember that. And remember this. I will never leave you or forsake you. I will walk with you forever. And may it be so. Amen.